Reconnecting with today's Ag student. Hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. While school is just about out for most students, for many educators, it's just beginning. That's because teachers and school systems have to keep up with the changing times, and for Tennessee's agricultural education program, it's no different. Steve Gass, who heads up the program, says every 6 years they bring in business and industry to help guide their curriculum.
Who better to help lead and guide us to develop our students than the business and industry people that are in the field every day? They know the trends. They know the skill sets. They know the finer points that we need to be teaching our students for them to be successful and to be employed after graduation.
Gass says they continue to look at various trends within the ag industry to try and make sure that the courses they offer in ag education are helping Tennessee students succeed. And that's one area in the state that's not lagging behind.
Most of the time when you hear stats on Tennessee education, how we score on the nation as far as math, science, skills, it's pretty alarming sometimes. But from the data we've been provided from the National Association and from attending meetings, Tennessee is in the top 10 of the states in the United States in agriculture education.
And Gass says one of the new areas of interest in the curriculum is showing how productive and how efficient our farmers must be in an ever-growing urban environment.
As we have more subdivisions, urban growth, we have less production area, we have less habitat for wildlife, we have less natural resources, and we have to learn how to manage those more efficiently and more effectively.
This past year, there were some 32,000 Tennessee students enrolled in ag education classes, a number that has continued to increase in recent years. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.